Hey, Guy in Hutchinson, Kansas.
And Guy in Cabo San Lucas.
Get ready, because this could be a podcast.
I was wondering, are you familiar with the Kevin Bacon game?
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. So I was recently reminded of it this weekend, because we used to play it all the time back in
high school. Like high school.
It was a fun game.
Yeah.
You know, before
IMDb.
Well, there is a website. There is a website. It's Oracle of Kevin Bacon here. I'll pull it up because I learned something and also figured something out as well, if those are two different things. I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. This is what we need Jamie for, but he's part of the surprise of it all. So it's not there is the Oracle of Bacon is what it's called. The website. So if you go to it, they'll tell you the quickest way.
Okay.
But the game was always if you could do it, you know.
Within six steps or seven. Or is it seven?
It's seven, but it's also try to get to the smallest number possible.
Yeah.
So if you can do it in two steps versus six, that's great, you know. So I'm watching a movie this weekend called Jacob's Ladder. Have you ever seen it?
I never watched it. I remember seeing like a little clip of it on like TV, and I'm like, oh, this looks like a scary movie, and I didn't want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Starring, what's his name, from Shawshank?
Tim Robbins. It's very good. It's a very good movie.
Is it? Yeah,
it's a very good movie. But the...
I'm not a big fan of trauma from Vietnam.
It's weaved in nicely.
Yeah.
It's weaved in nicely. It's part of the overall story. But as I'm one to do, I like to look up the, you know, people in the movie, the actors, the writers, the director, and all that stuff, and... You know, all that fun stuff. So I'm doing this while the movie's playing on. The tone, it's a movie about a man who went to Vietnam, and his son died before he went to Vietnam, and he's kind of dealing with the post-world of Vietnam and all this stuff. And I'm looking through, and I'll pull up the IMDb here, too, just to make sure I get this all right.
I want this to be 100% accurate. I want to be completely authentic, and I don't want to lead anybody astray.
So I'm going to give it away a little bit here, because the... because you know the lead actor.
Yes.
But in this movie, there are a couple of, I would say, surprising casting.
Okay.
That I did not see in the first, like, watching it. I was like, oh, there's that person. I didn't realize it. So in this movie, there's Ving Rhames, isn't it? Ving Rhames. It's fine.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
There's also Jason Alexander, in 1990, so a 1990 Jason Alexander.
Okay.
This tracks, right?
1990?
1990.
Oh, that's when this came out? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then it gets a little crazy. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Then it goes Kyle Gass of Tenacious
D. No shit.
Yeah. And he's not like, I had to go back and find him.
Yeah.
I had to watch them. Like, I watched the movie again.
Kyle Gass is in Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah. And he plays a character called Tony.
Okay.
And I'm like, I mean, this is obviously way before Tenacious D and stuff.
Sure.
And he's just, but he plays a guy who lives in the apartment building and he has to help out Tim Robbins at some point. So very weird. And then also Louis Black is in this movie.
Okay.
As Jacob's doctor.
As a doctor?
Yes. And I've now watched this movie twice this week because I watched it by myself and then I was like, oh, I think my wife would like this. So I'm like, why don't watch this again? And I knew I wanted to bring it up in the podcast. I'm like, I got to find it. I have not found Louis Black in this movie.
Okay.
But he is credited and he's not uncredited, you know, like where
sure.
But I was like, Kyle Gass and Louis Black are in KG. This fucking movie? Like, what the hell?
What is this?
It's totally not them, by the way, but you know. So the question then became was like, how many steps can you get? Obviously, this is a great Kevin Bacon game because Kyle Gass, you can get there with two steps with Tim Robbins into Mystic River. Right?
What?
Are you familiar with the movie Mystic
River? I never watched that one. Hold on.
Mystic River with Sean Penn and...
Yeah, did Clint Eastwood direct that?
Yeah.
I never watched that one.
Oh, you need to watch that one. That's very good.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, coming from a guy who hates Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So it's very good.
Hmm.
Tim Robbins, Sean Penn, Kevin Bacon, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
But the real anomaly came up when I went to the Oracle of Bacon.
Sure.
Because I just had to make sure, you know, maybe... I didn't expect Kyle Gass to be in this movie. Maybe Kyle Gass has been in a Kevin Bacon movie.
So, okay.
You know, so there's two steps. Is there one step removed?
Yeah.
And I was shocked to find out the amount of connections that Kyle Gass have. Yeah. So we'll just go through because it randomly generates it. And so I have not seen anything that's been more than two steps. Everything is. Kyle Gass was in Cradle Will Rock with Tim Robbins, who was in Mystic River with Kevin Bacon. You go find a different link. Kyle Gass was in Barry Monday with
Shea Whigham.
And who was in Cop Car with Kevin Bacon.
I've never heard of.
And then
Kyle Gass was in Wild Hogs?
Exactly. Who was in.
I did know that, yeah.
That tracks. That tracks. Not Wild Hogs 2, but you can just
there wasn't a Wild Hogs 2, was there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Gotta hope not.
Check that out, because that might
gotta
be.
Gotta hope not.
But I'm going through. I mean, there's tons of different, like, we don't have to read all of them, but, like, Kyle Gass was in Year One with Oliver Platt, who was in Frost Nixon with Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And you can just keep going and going and going and going before, I think we just got back, the Cradle of Rock was again, but Kyle Gass was an Elf with Peter Dinklage, who was in The Toxic Avenger with Kevin Bacon. Like,
hold on.
So Wild Hogs 2.
Yes.
Bachelor Ride.
Yes.
Oh.
Was a canceled project with the original cast coming back.
Oh, thank God.
Did COVID kill that? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, the first one came out in 2007, so I'm just going to say that
I think America's killed itself. Appetite for Tim Allen movies might have been it.
It Epsteined itself,
after,
for sure.
After Christmas.
Whoa, that's a jump.
Yeah, here's the deal. I remember, like, after 9/11. Sorry. I had a joke that I was working on. It was like...
Still working on it.
Yeah, it was like, I don't understand these terrorists, okay? I mean, you want everybody to convert to a different religion. This is ridiculous. I mean, that's a big ask. Can we just, like, have, like...
That? I don't think that was the point of 9/11.
Well, it's part of it. Anyhow, and then the idea of... I was like, can we just, like, have, like, a little bit smaller stakes? Like, can we not have Scooby-Doo 2 be released? Can somebody, like, have some kind of hostage situation to stop garbage getting made? Because I think that might be a little bit better for the overall benefit
Speaking of
society.
Speaking of which, this episode's brought to you by BetterFit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah.
You're encouraging terrorism.
I would, if it meant that Wild Hogs 2 got swept under the rug because, you know, someone hijacked a 747, I think I'd be okay with that for a little bit.
For a little
this
bit.
This is a hot take if I've ever heard
one. That's a hot take, yeah.
No, that's the only reason that Wild Hogs 2 is like somebody hijacked a bus and is like, this needs to get me Tim Allen on the phone right now. He didn't pick
we
up.
We got an actual...
John Travolta did, though.
We got an actual incident of snakes on a plane, so we got to just shut this production down right now.
So you're okay with terrorism?
As long as it
shuts down movies
Wild Hogs too.
You would never watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because it does that. We don't need that in our society, no.
I feel like you'd be curious enough to watch Wild Hogs too.
Ah...
I don't think you have
mental
fortitude to not.
I'd have
watch
to
that.
Hear so many people say, "This is an absolute piece of shit. This is complete garbage with so many horrible choices." You want to see how many like bad choices you can make in a row? This is the movie to watch. Those pique my interest.
So you're part of the problem.
No, because that's not why Wild Hogs was made.
But that's why the terrorist act happened.
Yeah,
because people watched it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
did you enjoy Wild Hogs?
Fuck, I've never seen a second of Wild Hogs. No.
You want to see Martin Lawrence and William H. Macy as best friends riding motorcycles?
We already did the movie. How many characters can you name from Dude, Where's My Car last week? I don't know. I think it's a little easy. This might be too much of
pass Ray Liotta. I'm completely out.
Oh, that's right. Ray Liotta was the bad guy in Wild Hogs.
So the five guys, that's it. That's all I know.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't need to explain the plot of Wild Hogs.
I totally forgot that William H. Macy was in it. I remember John Travolta and Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence.
It's a nice paycheck.
I kind of forgot William H. Macy.
Yeah, and then Ray Liotta, and then I know nothing.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of great people.
But essentially, that's what they tried to do. I don't know if it was a marketing campaign or if it actually happened, but with the interview. I mean, the hacking of Sony.
Sure.
Whether that was an elaborate Hollywood marketing campaign or if it actually happened.
No, because a lot of people at Sony looked like pieces of shit. Like, as far as correspondence with inside the company, like, a lot of people came out looking really, really bad.
Also, it was a fucking Seth Rogen, James Franco movie that...
I know.
It wasn't...
I thought Kim Jong-un had a better you know, sense of humor.
I don't really believe if it actually happened, but anyway, it got people to watch the movie. That was the whole point.
Right.
So it would have the exact opposite of the effect of your joke that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Unless they actually get the movie canceled. But then we're giving in to terrorists, and we don't normally do that.
We're not supposed to do that. But if it means that, you know, people aren't going to watch giant pieces of shit, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a better movie than a joke.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
We got to stop. We've got to stop this. We
got to stop Wild Dogs, too. Somebody's going to get hurt.
No one's asking for this except for maybe John Travolta. Maybe.
Well, they're all asking for it. I'm sure it was a great payday.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a great payday.
Like,
I'm sure the movie made money.
I'd love to know, like, at the second, like, Tim Allen got done with the script, the end. Oh, geez, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, if you like to ride motorcycles, I'm sure it's a nice thing.
Is it? I don't know. You can just do that without getting paid money.
But wouldn't it be more fun to get paid to ride motorcycles? If I'm going to ride a motorcycle,
not with John Travolta. That guy's a real piece of shit.
You strong take against strong John, take. John Travolta?
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah.
How has he personally slighted you?
John Travolta? Well, he just never knew how to stay in his own lane.
What's the
motorcycle riding wise?
Really didn't like Look Who's Talking Now, the third of the.
Without typing in the Oracle of Bacon, how many steps can you take John Travolta to Kevin Bacon?
Oh.
This is what I'm going to start doing now. I'm going to start throwing this out.
That's an interesting one. Okay, hold on. John Travolta, something with Samuel Jackson. I think he was in something, right? He was in, was it The General's Daughter or
Pulp Fiction? Is that what you're trying to get?
Pulp Fiction,
Jesus
too.
Christ.
Oh, jeez, yeah. I kind of forgot about that one. Maybe something. I'm sure Samuel Jackson and Kevin Bacon have been in a movie together because Samuel Jackson, quote unquote, is in everything. Let me think here.
I'm sure it's two, if not one, but yeah. It's without looking it up, if you can think of it. Cole, you got any guesses?
See, I was thinking about Face Off a little bit. I immediately went to Nick Cage, like right away.
I thought Broken Arrow, maybe. You've got some Christian Slater in there. But
yeah, because Christian Slater, also big in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah, it's really just getting... And see, back in the day when I had this... Like, Sleepers was a huge movie, if you had Kevin Bacon.
That had
Brad Pitt and Robert De Niro in it, and I think a couple other actors. But that's where you'd have to find these. Like, Jacob's Ladder would have been a huge movie.
Right.
To be like, oh, I can get Kyle Gass in, like, two now, because I don't have to go through.
So I'm having a hard time with John Travolta's, like...
Filmography?
Filmography.
Like, Uma Thurman and Kevin Bacon ever do anything together?
I'm sure. You guys want to look it up? You giving up?
Hold on.
I'm trying to think here.
That's the beauty of this game, because...
So I'm like thinking about Look Who's Talking. I'm thinking about Pulp Fiction. I'm thinking about Face Off. I'm thinking about...
If you can get to Brett... Well, here's what it is. It's
Denzel
Samuel
Washington?
L. Jackson. Or no, John Travolta was in Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino. Was Quentin Tarantino in Inglourious Basterds?
No.
Or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
He was in Django.
Yeah, so then we got to go... You can get to Quentin, and then if you can get one of the people... Oh, then it's Christoph Waltz. Christoph Waltz was in Django, who was in Inglourious Basterds with Brad Pitt, who was in Sleepers with Kevin Bacon.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm not saying it's the quickest, but...
You did it. I was trying to find it within, like, one person.
But... Yeah, that's always the goal.
Yeah,
that's what the website's
Kevin Bacon
for.
Knowledge is not something that I'm really... You know,
you're gonna work on it.
Honed in on.
John Travolta and Fred Ward ever work together?
Yeah, or John Travolta and Tom Hanks.
So here's what we're gonna do. All right, I would imagine it's like they were in a movie together.
I'm guessing they're probably in a movie together.
John Travolta was that's two. He was in The Fanatic with Louis Da Silva Jr., who was in One Way with Kevin Bacon. I think we can do better.
Is that Tico?
Here we go.
Oh, Phenomenon. Okay. Yep.
John Travolta was in Phenomenon with Forrest Whitaker.
Have you ever heard of The Air I Breathe?
Give me another one. I got to see another one.
All right.
If it was The Air Up There, I would have said, yeah.
John Travolta was in She's So Lovely with Sean Penn, who was in Mystic River with Kevin Bacon.
So there was no direct. They've never done a movie together.
They've never done one. Nope. But again, this Mystic River was also another good Kevin Bacon movie.
Because there's a bunch of people.
Give me one more just to see if Nick Cage pops up, because damn it.
I mean, we can keep going through until we find
you. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Preston. That's John Travolta's wife.
Look at that. And there's double, because she was in Battlefield Earth, too.
And Death Sentence.
Oh, God, Battlefield Earth.
Oh, Apollo 13 was also another good, if you can get to Tom Hanks. Or
Rance Howard Is that no? That's Clint Howard. I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. There's Clint Howard right there.
There's Clint Howard. There we go. Yeah.
So John Travolta was in Austin Powers, gold member in with Clint Howard, who was in My Dog Skip with Kevin Bacon.
And also a politician.
That is the greatest line of things I've ever seen.
See? Yeah. That's fun. So we'll randomly pop this up and come back to it. Because, again, it took 5 steps for us to think about it you know, and to really put it together. And, you know, all we got to now remember is that Clint Howard was in Goldmember with John Travolta.
I don't know if I've truly seen that movie.
You've never
seen Goldmember. Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. It's the same jokes again, but it plays.
Yeah, and that's what I was kind of annoyed with.
It's Wayne's World 2 compared to,
let's not shit on Wayne's World 2, okay?
I mean, that's better than
Wayne's World
2
for as much as a person who likes the Doors movie as much as you do. It's pretty much a shot-for-shot remake at times.
Well, like Austin Powers 2 is, I think the best of the three movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Goldmember is... It's starting to get a little. What was his hockey movie? The Love Guru.
The Love Guru is a hockey movie.
The Love Guru is not a
Justin
hockey
movie. Timberlake is a goalie on the hockey team.
I've never seen The Love Guru.
I never watched The Love Guru.
Oh, it's terrible.
I was thinking
it's
maybe
Jack and Jill bad.
Of like Mystery Alaska, where
ew, gross.
Also, speaking of which, Inglourious
Basterds. Not Mystery Alaska.
Mystery Alaska with Russell Crowe. He was a hockey like announcer slash like commentator, mm-hmm. just playing it completely straight. He looked weird. It was super odd.
Yeah. So back to Goldmember.
Yeah, Goldmember.
It's clearly just cashing in on the trilogy. They were clearly at the heart.
It was the same bits. There was a great sequence where Mini-Me was supposed to go on his shoulders, and instead they do him on Mini-Me's shoulders, and it's his little legs and. That scene hit home pretty hard for me, but
there was also the joke I always remember from it too, where when they team up, when Austin Powers and Dr. Evil team up at the end because they realize they're brothers, right? That's what.
Yeah, that's.
And he's climbing up, but he Austin Powers says, "You know, Dr. Evil, all this time I thought you were crazy, but now I can clearly see your nuts." And that always stuck with me. I was like, "That's a good joke." It's not to defend the whole movie, but that joke always stuck with me.
They're the same bits where like the planets come from, like he's trying to do it.
What do you want them to do?
And Dr. Evil just hits the nuts, and I'm like, yep, that's, you know, it's always funny.
Yeah. Okay. They're cashing in, that's all
I know. I am not going to say that it's the worst movie ever made, because I don't know if I really watched it. I think I might have.
That's why I didn't want to lump it in with Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
It's like Police Academy 4.
Oh, the dearth of knowledge. That's
not good. Is that Mission to Moscow, or is that or is that Citizens on Patrol?
Like, it's still funny, but it's it's not as good as
David Spade.
Police Academy 2 is basically the Citizen Kane of all Police Academy movies.
I've been saying that for a while. There's something about getting a blowjob underneath a lectern that's just still funny.
Now, those are movies that I don't think I've ever sat through and watched the entirety of any one of those movies.
I want to say that I watched like an unedited incompletion of the first Police Academy, and then off and on the most of the rest of them, like just kind of in passing, like on television, mm-hmm. like but,
or gas stations,
it's a or real gas stations.
It's a real $2.99.
Just not good. Not good at all. Not something I ever wanted to invest my time into.
But again, this is just thinking about it. I don't blame them for trying to cash in on this. Like, the first one must have done well, right? The first Police Academy.
Yeah.
Can you look up the first Police Academy and, like, we'll do...
I mean, Goots brings.
You know, yeah. Steve Guttenberg, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's always going to bring it.
Right. But they made one of those movies like a year for 6 years in a row. Right. It's insane.
Yeah.
Just the idea that they kept that train rolling. Because, listen, back then in Hollywood, you could just like release 78,000 movies in a year, mm-hmm. and there was room for that. So
better times.
What are you looking for?
I don't think you can.
Let's do closest to without going over IMDb score for Police Academy
budget?
1. No, no, just the
box
rating.
Box office?
Rating of
Police
Academy.
Oh, rating? Oh, okay.
IMDb.
IMDb on a 10-point scale.
I'll go 6.4. Okay. I got to give it a runway here.
I'll go 7.2.
6.7 is the correct answer.
Oh, jeez.
Close. Well, we were right in the middle.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, you guys did a good job. Yeah.
So that gives you your one runway for don't worry, we're going to pick it back up on the fourth one.
But also, you can't sit there and say, because of the Police Academy franchise as a whole. Well, that this was a better time for filmmaking and, well, and society.
Let's put a pin in that. Hold on one sec, because I'll be in the enviable situation of
defending
Police Academy here. Can we find the budget real quick?
Yeah.
Because that's the real secret ticket.
I thought you were going to ask for their IMDb score on Police Academy 2, which I have.
We'll get there. Yeah. Let's just look at the, because this seems like a $7 million, $8 million movie.
Budget, I don't even remember. What year was this? 87?
84.
84. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe even $5 million.
Yeah, I would. Okay, you won, so you get to go first. And we're doing Price is Right rules, right?
Yeah, Price is Right.
Okay, right.
I'll go $5 million.
I'll go $8.5 million.
$4.5 million.
Went over though. Damn it!
Wow.
You know what the box office was?
Box office was $45 million.
Box office. Ooh, yeah. Goddamn, it's gonna be a good return.
It was a really good return.
I'll go $70 million.
$150 million.
$150 million.
Good brings people in, man. That's all you need.
People saw Michael Winslow and they said, I want more of that.
Exactly. So then at least this has this runway. I mean, my God, what is the return on investment of the, what was it, 6.4?
It was 4.5.
4.5.
For $150 million just in box office alone.
Ooh, so, man,
I'd love to. You don't have to do it right now. But
who knows what I got for merch?
I'm curious, like, if you totaled up the budgets for all the police academies, would it be more than $150 million?
We'll do that off the podcast, and we'll get that number to you.
I got to punch some numbers here. Yeah,
because I feel like there's no way.
I'll take the under. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then what? You do the classic double it for marketing as well.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Just to give me a frame of reference.
I got two's budget pulled up.
Okay. Two's budget. So the first one was 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, you easily double it and maybe round up to 10.
You got some 6.3.
I'll go 10 million.
7.5. And guess what that movie made?
Well, it's got to be. I mean, a bunch of people would go back and see. This goes back to defending the times.
Yes.
People will go and watch the movie because the first one
they
was
like
so
the
good.
First one.
And then it's a slow trickle into the gas station movie bin after that. But I'll say 70 million.
Okay. The first one was 150.
150.
I'm going to go 220.
$115 million, but that's still holy crap!
That's a runway.
That's ridiculous.
That's why Gutenberg and Michael Winslow didn't need to really do much.
No, but I'm guessing Michael Winslow isn't getting much on the back end of that deal. I'm guessing. We've got this guy who makes funny robot noises. Will he take a couple of craft services and a $50 voucher to Kmart? Is that okay?
Kmart was a thing back then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what was the IMDb score on Police Academy 2?
55.5.
Still,
that's great.
It's 5.5 is perfectly fine for Police Academy.
Right.
And then just to keep this going, a little more expensive for three at $12 million, still made $107 million. So was kind of, finding its way back in the middle, but that's still
that's cleaning up.
These guys were
there's a reason
geniuses.
They made one of these every single fucking year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely going to be a win this year on our budget. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, diminishing returns. Yeah. As soon as you get to $100 million in three movies, you're just like, you could keep doing it until the price point gets closer to that $10 million budget.
Can we jump ahead to the last one? What was the last one? It was like
they made six.
Six. Mm-hmm. Was that Mission to Moscow or was that
I'm
going to
guess
Heat?
Six was, getting, okay.
All right.
The obviously years go by and things cost more money.
So when Six came out, what was the name of it? Did it have a name besides Police Academy Six? And what year was it released?
It's City Under Siege.
City Under Siege.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What was Seven then?
Mission to Moscow.
Mission. Okay. So I was right that the last one was Mission to Moscow. Okay. So hit me with the numbers of Mission to Moscow.
It's a $6.5 million budget, and it grossed $126,000.
$126,000. Oh, I didn't let you finish it.
Yeah, you got to
let you finish it.
Because
there's
a different reaction.
Oh yeah,
they took a bath on that one. It's when you stop making them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you're like, shit.
Yeah,
It's run dry, guys. It's pretty good
this
run.
This is it.
Oh, boy.
When was that movie, though?
94.
And the first one was 86?
84.
So that's a fucking 10-year run.
Yeah, that's a good run.
They did it. They got Christopher Lee to be in this movie, so.
Was he the bad guy, I bet? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't care enough to look up the plot to Mission to Moscow.
I feel we've talked about Police Academy enough. And we've all learned something.
I cannot wait to see the graph that shows both the IMDb rating, the budget, and box office return.
I don't get paid enough to.
I know. If you were really good at Excel, you'd have that like hammered out real fast.
We will get the. I'll get the number. I'll put it together. I can.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
All right.
So Cole's
a different time.
Cole's got a game for you.
Oh, he's got a game for me.
Yeah. Cole has a game. Are you ready for this or not?
I am ready.
Okay. Right, hold on. Let's.
Is it name NBA teams? Because I'm not going to do good at that.
You're going to not do good on this either.
Okay.
All right. So this, and we got music for it. We got specific music.
Specific music. Uh-huh. All right. Here we go.
Because should I play the music first and then say what the name is?
Or let me get into it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a porn star name or a pro wrestler name?
Okay. All right. Porn star name or professional wrestling name? I don't hate this game.
So,
and I think it's a 50-50 chance.
It really is. Any name could be misconstrued either way.
Yeah. Okay.
So the question was, do you want two at a time, and then you have to pick which one's the porn star, or
what? Let's do one at a time, and I'll pick whether it's.
I'll do a random order.
Okay.
It's gonna go every other. Be wrestler, porn star. We'll see if you can pick up on the pattern.
Alexis Bliss.
Alexis Bliss.
And he's gonna say the name like that every single time.
I feel like that's a professional wrestler.
That is a professional wrestler.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Wait for it.
All right.
One for one. We're going to do, how many you want to do?
I'm going to do 10.
Do 10.
All right. Let's get this train going.
Brie Bella.
Spell Brie for me, would you?
Like the cheese.
I'm going to say.
I'm going to actually rule out asking for the spelling because I think that's contextual clues. I'm sorry. We're going to get into a XXX situation and it's not going to be. So no asking for spelling.
Yeah. No asking for spelling. Can you just tell me what it's spelled if it doesn't have multiple X's?
No, there's no X's will be explained.
No X's will be explained.
Nope. We're just making up the rules as we go.
Brie Bella. I'm going to say because of the alliteration, it's a porn star.
That is a wrestler. Oh. She's one of the Bella twins.
Also could have been used for a porn star.
Yeah. Her sister was engaged to John Cena for a while, fun fact.
And her favorite movie is Police Academy 4.
These are horrible fun facts.
I'm gonna give you one of both, just because they kind of go together. Phoenix Marie and Beth Phoenix. Which one's a porn star and which one's a wrestler?
Or are they both wrestlers?
Beth Phoenix is a wrestler. Phoenix Marie is a... Well, hold on. I take that back. Mm-hmm. No, Phoenix... Yeah. Phoenix Marie is a wrestler. Beth Phoenix, is that right?
Yes.
Is also a wrestler.
Ooh.
Phoenix Marie is a porn star, and Beth Phoenix is a wrestler.
But you did double down.
I doubled down. Hey, listen, I was 50-50.
You're still 50-50. You're 2-4. You're 2-4.
All right. Okay.
That was not a bad way to play that.
Is this a trick question? Mm-hmm. Is Cole that sneaky? He is.
We're learning.
Okay.
Sonya Blaze.
By the way, I don't know the answers to any of these.
Yeah, well, you know some. Yeah, you don't pay attention enough to the female wrestlers.
No.
You don't keep a catalog.
I don't know if I'd be doing...
Sonya Blaze, isn't that like a... Oh, I'm thinking of Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
That's what got me, too.
Yep.
This is one that I pulled out. Like, I've never heard of this person.
I'm gonna say porn star.
She is a porn star.
Okay.
Correct.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right,
I feel like Vince McMahon would not allow that.
Or would he?
Yeah. All right.
3-5.
Caden Cross.
Sure, wrestler.
Porn star.
I was gonna help you out. Can you get one lifeline per 10? You can reach out. So he's 3-6. You're operating 50-50.
50-50.
Another Mortal Kombat name. Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
This is the one where you can't ask for spelling.
That's a wrestler.
That is a wrestler. Correct.
Yes.
There you go.
Who is she?
All right, 4-7.
She is a kind of a bull of women wrestling. She She fucks everybody up, yeah.
Kind of like a porn star, yeah. Like, there's got to be a better way to say this.
I got a name afterwards. I don't think you'll do it, but
okay.
Remind me.
Trish Stratus.
That's a wrestler.
Yes, I assumed you would know that,
that
one.
Name Did you sounds know that one? Kind of familiar.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So all you're right. five for eight now.
Five for eight.
Five for
okay.
eight.
Okay.
Tony Storm.
I feel like that's a porn star.
That is a wrestler.
Oh, watch. See how this is
confusing? Yeah. Like, this is where this game came from.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Five for nine. Hey.
Hey.
It's all gravy, baby.
It's all gravy.
Abella Danger.
Sounds like that's a porn star.
That sounds like a Bond villain, if anything. But yes, it is a porn star.
Yeah, that's a porn star.
Six for ten.
Okay, give me a double up another one, huh?
Yeah, this was the question, whether you give him twice two at a time
right.
or not.
Leela Starr and Riley Steele.
Riley Steele or...
Leela Starr.
Leela Starr. Leela Starr is a porn star. And Riley Steele is a wrestler.
They're both porn stars. I'm confused on that one.
That's still 50-50.
That's still 50-50.
And then one last one just for fun.
Okay, for fun.
China.
And this is kind of a this is kind of a trick question.
Okay.
Candice Michelle.
Candice Michelle, she started as a wrestler and became a porn star?
That's correct. Oh, wow.
I don't know who that is.
She did some Cinemax porn, yes. Yeah, so. That was another fun round of porn star or wrestler.
These things are totally not in my wheelhouse at all.
But they will be.
Yeah.
And that's why we thought it'd be fun to. I proposed it to him, and I'm like, this will be a game that Nathan will not know anything about, and it will be just straight up guessing. So.
Yeah, unless it's China.
Unless it's China.
Yeah.
Or that other girl.
Which she did both, so.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she was in a porn with X-Pac.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Who?
X-Pac was a wrestler as well. The 1-2-3 kid.
The 1-2-3 kid. He was part of DX, the D-Generation X.
Yep. Nope.
You don't
know?
I know
what D-Generation X is.
I was going to say, there's no way you can grow up in Southern Iowa and not know who DX is.
I know who DX is, but I was more of a, you know, New World NWO guy.
Oh, WCW guy.
As far as like, not really.
No.
No.
That was more flash in the pan. You know, they just kind of signed everyone from WWF, you know, and they didn't run a tight ship, you know. Say what you will about Vince McMahon. But the man knows how to run a tight ship organization.
Does he?
Well, he bought up the competition. I mean, my God.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Did we ever find out what happened with Vince, old Vince? And...
He sold everything.
I know he sold everything.
That's
but
last
I was
heard.
Talking about the shitting on people's faces while having sex with them.
And... I wonder if that hasn't, like, moved forward through the courts. They're still in discovery.
He's moving to Switzerland.
I still find it hilarious that all he had to do was pay her, like, what, another $2 million?
So, yeah.
He's got it. He's got it.
Yeah, clearly. And all you got to do, like, it was a $3 million settlement.
Oh, yeah, something
and she
like
paid,
that.
He paid, like, $1 million of it.
Yeah.
And then you just have to pay the remaining two. He's like, nah, fuck off.
Nah.
And it's one of those.
That's hubris. It's hubris.
Yes. Yeah. No one's going
to
deny
is.
That Vince McMahon has hubris.
Yeah.
No one wears a pencil thin mustache at the age of 75.
In 2024.
In 2024.
Got a big hubris.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He took a big hubris.
Right.
Anyway.
So,
So, Jacob's Ladder. Really good
Vince
movie.
McMahon, is Vince McMahon done any... What's the...
With Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Was he like... Was he in Ready? Was he in Ready to Rumble?
He probably EP'd something that...
But that's starring in, right?
Yeah, you got to act in it. The question here, we can try it.
Was it Kevin Bacon ever on Raw or WrestleMania or something?
Two steps. Vince McMahon's in Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania with John Cena, and John Cena's in Tour de Pharmacy with Kevin Bacon. Two fucking steps.
See, I think that's the problem with 2024. Like, now, like, everybody's body of work. When it was 1996.
Where were the terrorists when Surf's Up 2, WrestleMania was being made?
Hold on. Surf's Up was an okay movie, okay?
I enjoyed Surf's Up, yeah.
I enjoy the mockumentary style of filmmaking. I think it's an interesting genre. It's fun to explore. So, yeah, if you want to make
no terrorist action. You're not calling for a terrorist action.
I didn't get to the end of Surf's Up and said, okay, that's it. That's enough. I don't need to see any more of this world as compared to so many other movies.
But you wanted to see Surf's Up too.
Well, like,
no, I don't.
Jeff Bridges was literally Lebowski in this movie.
Yeah.
Can you look up Vince McMahon's role? Is he playing himself in this movie?
He is an announcer, I think.
Can you believe it? I do love, though, that the Oracle of Bacon, this is the same way it looked back in 1999 as well. Like, this, there's been nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, this was the thing?
They've updated the photo of Kevin Bacon in this, but it's the same basic WordPress style website that they've had for forever.
Wow.
I gotta love not changing, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so. I don't think I've ever used this website. Yeah. Ever.
This is always to confirm. You
this
know?
Is a confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it, again, back then, though, there was a lot more, three, four steps. Three, everything's fours, two fives. Now. Going back to the Kyle Gass of it all, where that would be an interesting maybe feature we could do for the podcast is just watch the two connecting movies, no matter what they are.
And be like, no matter what they are.
Holy shit, we have to watch Dolphin Tale 2. And My Dog Skip. I'm not going to stop crying for days.
I never would. Is My Dog Skip sad?
I don't know.
Or is it just sad because you want to reminisce about how cute Frankie Muniz was back in the day?
I was going to say, I think that's a Frankie Muniz project.
It is a Frankie Muniz project.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the movie. Yeah. Again, no desire to see it. So
I remember I paired that one. So there was like a fun thing you'd do at the gas station with all the rental movies is I'd put them in an order to make it say something wrong.
Yeah.
And that was also the time where Screwed was out. Okay. So I could like put pretty much almost any movie in
the
front
of. The Danny DeVito, Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. No. Maybe.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I remember hating it. Screwed. Screwed and My Dog Skip. Or, you know, Aaron Brockovich Screwed.
My Dog
the
Skip.
The Mighty Ducks. You know? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. A real troublemaker. Yeah, real
hey, listen.
Scallion.
It was a fun little bit.
That's a fun bit.
After picking up my cream soda and just...
And returning Police Academy 4.
I will proudly proclaim I've never paid any money to watch any Police Academy movie ever.
But people have.
People have, like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of people have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's somewhat insane. Like, that's...
Yeah, it gives me hope.
That gives you hope?
It's a 50-50. It's a little bit of hope, a little bit of despair. One of the, you know, a little bit of both.
I love the idea of, like, Mission to Moscow only made $125,000. That's great.
Someone took a bath.
They really took a bath on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm curious about the thought process behind that. When they got the script, once again, they got done with the script. The end. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, guys, I don't know if this is going to be worth, you know, $8.5 million that we're going to spend to make it, but I think we've got a shot.
Well, was the Gutenberg?
No.
Out of it by then?
I think the Goots was out after maybe three. Maybe something like that. I don't know. I have not went through. I went down a small rabbit hole of.
I feel we have to.
Yeah, just because I remember, like, holy shit! The body of work is huge. It's like just ridiculous that they cranked out that many movies in that short a time. It was
same thing with Star Wars.
no, actually, Star Wars they took like a really big break between. Episode six and episode one. They really, that was a pretty good long stretch from 83 to 99.
Explain time and release dates of movies to me more, please, Nathan.
The Goot was until four.
He was until four?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then what was the steep drop off? This is all math that we're going to do off air because I feel, again, like we don't need to talk about the totality of the Police Academy
too
budgets.
Late. Too late, Bob.
We're halfway there, which I feel is enough, but yet here we are coming back to it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they made an animated movie, some other garbage too. I don't know if they made a live action.
Yeah, they had a bunch of money
movie.
To spend.
Yeah.
Until they didn't.
Hightower. And
now Michael Winslow tours casinos.
Winslow just tours casinos. I've heard he's a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you ever watched that show?
He's a really nice guy? No.
I've heard he's a really nice guy. That's coming this fall on CBS.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now.
I've
heard he's a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
It's a show about a guy who lives three doors down.
Yeah.
And then they never know him, it's CBS's version of Only Murders in the Building.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
It's How I Met Your Mother meets Only Murders in the Building. Mm. Yeah.
Really long title TV shows.
You really. They love it. They do.
That's a pitch. That's trademarked, right? That's copyrighted already.
We'll get you a one sheet CBS next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on retainer, so it should be fine.
Who'd be the star? Zach Braff or?
No, he's doing fine with the T-Mobile money. You bring in Gooten. You bring Gutenberg back. That's what you do.
You
bring the Goots in.
Get the Goots in?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Goots.
He's the poor man, Steve Martin.
Yes. I feel like that is an adequate comparison. Yeah. Certainly.
And then you bring Michael Winslow as a poor man's Martin Short.
I'd say he's a poor man Dennis Quaid, which is not saying much.
I think Dennis Quaid's a poor man's Dennis Quaid. Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. Randy Quaid's a poor man's Dennis Quaid. That's the answer.
Well, whoa.
What?
We don't besmirch Randy Quaid.
What's right? No, the man's insane.
No, he's not. No.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh, 1,000%.
I think he's dead on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, get the old Goots back. Yeah, and he's actually murdering everybody in the building?
No, that's a different show. That's HBO.
That's HBO?
Yeah.
Okay.
The show is called I think He's a Really Nice Guy.
I think he's a really nice guy.
Right? I actually think he's a really nice guy.
Is Goots the nice guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Goots is the nice guy, though, right?
Maybe.
And he's not murdering people in the building?
He might be, again, if you're looking at him trying to figure out who the guy is, if he's the Steve Martin in the situation.
Right.
That works, too. It could work either way. It's like you showed me, what was the new Josh Hartnett M. Night Shyamalan movie coming out called Trap?
I don't think I showed
you. That was
that.
Me. Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah. I generally don't send you clips of M. Night Shyamalan movies.
You absolutely did, because you said Josh Hartnett as a serial killer? Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I might have talked about it.
Yeah, that's what.
I don't remember sending that to you.
Neither of you sent it to me.
Okay. All right.
I showed it to you at the bar. Yeah.
No, I watched it on my own, Cole. I did it while I was sitting on the toilet.
Okay. I told you about this movie, yeah.
No, you didn't.
In the toilet, anyway. I did. I was in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom? Okay, that's an invasion of privacy.
Just sitting there together watching stuff in the bathroom, huh?
Yep, I get worried about them in there, okay?
It must be nice to have the Police Academy-style runway that M. Night Shyamalan has of...
Oh, no, he's burned through it. I think he's back, though. He's back.
I don't know. I have no desire to see the movie. It's also a movie that's very easily explained.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a Shyamalan twist in it, but
I don't know. I don't know if there is. I think the twist is at the beginning now. It's at the beginning. It's not at the end.
Isn't that a twist on a twist?
No, I think it's... I won't pay money directly to watch Trapped. I'll watch it when it hits Netflix. When it hits Netflix.
Trapped is different. That's a porn star.
Yeah. Netflix or Amazon or whatever the fuck ever. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a, let it simmer for a couple of weeks and then I'll get bored enough to watch it. But
I brought it up though because now Josh Hartnett can't be the guy that's three doors down.
Nope.
He's actually a nice guy.
I don't think that's him either. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of Goots though. Like an older gentleman.
No, he's the guy that lives down the hall.
Josh Hartnett, he's like procedural television for CBS. You know, he's in an hour-long procedural drama about some different form of crime solving. It could be anything. It's not detective footwear, but he'd make a good detective footwear, though. Okay, all right. That's what Josh Hartnett is. He's in an hour-long procedural drama about God knows what.
He was just in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Which was basically a three-hour CBS operational. I mean, if you really think about it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think if you really lay it down. I haven't seen Oppenheimer or CBS one-hour procedural in a while. So.
In that sense of, I don't know, Body of Lies. No, not Body of Lies. I'm trying to remember. Not Proof of a Life. It's a program.
Person of Interest.
Yeah.
I got there on my own.
You did. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
So yeah, the murders, whatever the CBS, what would come up with the name? He's actually a nice guy.
I think he's a nice guy. Or
I think he's actually whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But that reminded me. I did see a video, and again, this kind of ties into where we wish we had more police academies because so many.
I don't wish. I'm ready to hold a bus hostage.
I'm turning the corner here though because the amount of like internet videos that you have of people creating their own quote unquote stories about what's actually going on. Have you seen a lot of these videos? And then you get people commenting on them. So I watched a video where it was a guy commenting on a series of videos that this guy has made. He lives in Georgia And it was called the Chinese menu gate, I believe is what they were calling it.
Okay. I'm not familiar with this story.
I wasn't either. But it's, again, interesting enough to, like, I'll give my time to it.
Okay.
Now, the question is, are you going to sit through the ad to watch the rest of it? For the podcast, I sat through the ad and watched it, but then I was pissed at the end because there's not enough Police Academy movies in the world, apparently. So, this guy lives in an apartment complex.
Tie this bow, because I'm...
I will okay. tie the bow.
I'm so confused.
So this guy lives in an apartment complex, okay. And then he saw a Chinese fast food delivery man putting menus into people's door slots, so okay. he could hang yeah. and see it and sure. like that. And he did it on like a Friday, and then all of a sudden on Sunday he's going through, and no one has opened the door, and all these Chinese menus are still there.
Okay.
And then another few days, all these Chinese minis are still in all these doors. So people haven't left their apartment in like 5 days. So then okay. he starts wondering. He said he applied for this apartment, and they said they were all full. They only had like one or two spots available.
Okay.
So this place is theoretically packed.
Sure.
He doesn't sure. see anybody in the halls, and he's doing multiple videos of this guy.
Oh, okay.
This guy is of nobody in the halls. And he yeah. goes outside to like at nighttime to like look and see if there's any lights on.
Yeah.
And some lights are on, but there's no furniture in the place.
Okay.
And then there's some furniture that's delivered that's sitting outside of an apartment. And then it's there for 3 days, and then all of a sudden it disappears. And then he sees somebody in the hallway that goes to the stairwell, and he like runs after them to see, and then they disappear.
Okay.
Again, these series of videos that are building yeah. up and everything yeah. like that. And it just the resolution is just like, this guy could either be telling the truth or making it all up. We just don't know. And you're just like,
oh,
yeah.
So no resolution.
I guess that is the only thing. Like, it's either yeah. true or not true.
Yeah.
And all I've done is waste 3 fucking minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I don't. Okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit TikTok stuff. And I fucking hate it.
Exactly.
No, that's fucking garbage.
Because, yeah. of course, you know. If you are really, and apparently like one of the past tenants sent DM'd the guy that's living there and said, yeah, they got really shady and they found a barbed wire baseball bat and like biomedicine bags
yeah.
in the back of a pickup truck or some shit like that. It's like, yeah, okay, it's interesting. It's clickbaity. It's very clickbaity. Or like, you know, it's sure, I want to know more. He also threw out, like, the guy narrating this video, and now here I am telling the story
retelling of this guy
narrating this whole thing. But this is why we need more Police Academy movies.
No, because I like that. I like the initial story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that like that's a fun mm-hmm. like there's I mean the you know that type of genre of storytelling. If you want to do like short little and like build a mystery and mm-hmm. that's fun. That's interesting.
Well, that ties into I think he's actually a nice guy. That's where my segue was, because I think, you could definitely use that, like, where Steve Guttenberg's character...
Is he or is he not?
...is making these TikTok videos about this one guy who actually lives there, and he's just secretly destroying his life, because we don't know. He's either making up or it's true. Either way, this guy's fucked. So that's the segue that I got.
Yeah.
But the guy that was commentating on this video in real life brought up a theory that I've never heard and also I've seen before in the past...
Okay.
He's like the shopping bag or the grocery bag theory that you never see your neighbors bring in their groceries. So that was the question I had to you guys. Have you seen your neighbors bring in groceries?
Yeah.
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 Right?
Like, yeah. Plenty of times.
And I have too.
Yeah.
It's just he talked about it and he said it was like it's this factual thing that like people know, like here it is. You just when you say something where it's like, oh, and it's just like the grocery bag theory, you know, where you know you never actually see your neighbors. Think about it. Have you ever actually seen your neighbors? It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never lived in a multi-story apartment building. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So I feel like, it's easy for me to look out my front window, see my neighbors pull up and get out of with their van carrying groceries.
Do you do that often?
No. I mean, I don't make a mental note of it every time.
You don't like watching your neighbors?
I mean, I pay attention to them just because, like, it's more like, hey, that's a thing that's happening. And
you
it's
get off my lawn.
No, it's more. It's just it's there. I mean,
stop touching my car.
I mean, I noticed that my next door neighbor, like, he's a single dude. The amount of like,
is he a nice guy?
Yeah. Gordon's a great guy. He's, you know, keeps to himself. Doesn't say shit to us, really. I mean, it doesn't cause any problems. Just as compared to the asshole kids who live up the street, that guy can fuck off. But. Mm. You know, I do notice that that motherfucker gets Uber Eats and DoorDash like almost every night. It's, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I don't like, why do you really only have that much disposable income that you're ordering Uber Eats almost every night?
Well,
at
there's
10 o'clock at night.
There's people that, I mean, that's just how they eat, is they go out all the time. Like there's,
yeah,
whether they can afford it or not. Like that's, but that, like, was an interesting thing in Better Call Saul. Like,
yeah,
where every time they left for work that day, you know,
yeah,
Jimmy was like, what do you want, Thai or Chinese food,
yeah,
or something like,
yeah.
And so it's just like every night, and they're, I'm going to dare say, in a different financial situation than your neighbor,
yes,
you,
yeah,
know. But like, yeah, where the going out to eat is the norm.
Yeah.
Like, that is what you do. And
sure,
not knowing how to cook or not wanting to cook.
Right.
But
I mean, we see Jimmy cook eggs that one time.
We do. But in the context of this CBS procedural that we're working out.
Yes.
I think we got the context of this TikToker guy that's trying to,
yeah,
to make a situation out of something that may or may not actually be there.
That's going to be difficult to stretch over a 9-season run that CBS really wants.
The only thing we really have to hit is that it doesn't matter either way if it's happening or not.
Right. Yeah. I, like, do we really care about,
you just want people to be
how
pissed
he met his mother? You know? I don't think you do.
No.
I don't think anybody really did. But yeah. No, I do. I love that idea. Like, as far as like doing something different narratively
and with social media
yeah, and trying to tell a unique story. I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's a fun way to get sucked in.
I do think it's an element that will be, if it hasn't already been tried or successfully done, I maybe, mm-hmm, haven't seen it, but those are elements that will be added into television and or movies that in a way that will become its own genre.
Sure.
Much like the mockumentary style,
yeah,
has become its own style. Yeah. You don't need to even
some
explain.
Some kind of found footage.
Yeah, you just, but even I'd say like the social media TikTok side of it, where it's the person telling,
yeah,
the story.
Yeah.
Like, I think it could go that far.
Sure.
Where people watching television don't mind seeing somebody holding a camera.
Yeah.
And then that's the audience's view.
Sure. No, but, I mean, there's been a couple of like found footage movies. There was like a Unfriended, that was a horror movie that, mm-hmm, all took place like on one screen. And then there was a Ken Jeong movie. I'm trying to remember what the fuck that one, where he was like trying to find his missing daughter, that all took place like on like a screen, like screen capture, mm-hmm, kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I'm not saying it's, I have just thought of this idea.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's been perfected to the point.
It's John Chow, by the way.
Oh,
you are so far off on that.
You know what I'm thinking of? Who did I say?
Racist piece of shit.
No, Ken Jeong.
Searching is the name of the movie.
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong from
Community.
Community.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
That's what,
yeah,
you said.
That is 1,000% what I said.
It's, yeah, the guy from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, yeah, the guy, yeah.
Speaking with authority, getting Nathan into trouble again.
No, I know. It was the guy from, wasn't it?
No, it's the guy from Harold and Kumar.
It was the guy from Harold and Kumar?
John Chow, yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of...
Not the Indian one, but...
No,
so
I was
you were
thinking
at least
of the
there
guy from...
Calpen.
I was thinking of the guy from Walking Dead.
Steven Yeun.
Steven... I think it's Yeun. Yeah.
Yeun.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking of. I thought he was in that movie. No, okay, I remember now.
Well, my point, yeah, is like, I don't think it's been perfected. Again,
no,
not saying like, I'm not saying like, oh, I have just had this idea.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, I think over time it will become what people will accept it as a narrative form of,
sure,
seeing.
Sure.
I don't think it's been successfully done yet from what,
right,
I've seen. Obviously, there's elements, like obviously you can have a normal standard movie or TV show and then have that element of on a phone going into social media world.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if you need to fully live in that social media, yeah, world. I mean, going back to our, you know, he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy. Yeah, I don't know. Is it just about a bunch of people in New York trying to just going around their normal day-to-day lives, but there's this weird sinister underneath where it's like, yeah, I heard that Mrs. Miller in 12B she's dead? So I don't know, is her apartment up for rent then?
I think it's Steve Guttenberg trying to make get TikTok clicks. You know, he's trying to turn his life around and really.
That's, is he playing Steve Guttenberg? Is it a real waiting? Not waiting. What was the show with on Showtime?
Party Down.
Party Down. Yeah, cause you remember the Goots was on that where he was played like a weird wacky version of himself.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, I like the idea of a guy trying to like become TikTok famous.
Yeah, a especially a older middle-aged man.
Yeah, that but that's almost sounds almost like more of a Fox television show.
I don't know. They make Ghosts, so
yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We'll flush it out, but
yeah,
we can incorporate those elements.
There's some. I think. Yeah, you're right. The Goots is due to
the Goots is Goots is always due. Absolutely.
For a resurgence.
So Cole, you had a game. You had another
one
game.
More game. And this goes into last week's episode of
okay.
the late 80s and early 90s was, baseball movie.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks yeah. ago?
Time
has no meaning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to list off name random actors, and you're going to guess.
Hold
what
on. Let me play the theme song.
I won't recognize which all the porn stars because I.
Well, okay. I'm going to start off with Dennis Leary.
What are you going?
So you guess the late '80s, early '90s movie that Dennis Leary was
in. Sandlot.
He was in the Sandlot. I was going to give you somewhat of an easy one to start.
Okay.
Demolition Man.
But is this us versus each other, or are we together?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give the point to you, Bob, because you said it first.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I did. That's why I was like,
Ed Harris. This one,
Milk Money.
Did not know at all.
Yeah, I don't know if Milk Money's a
baseball. Extra points if you guess what character it is in said movie.
No, oh, is this a baseball movie?
It's a baseball movie, yeah.
Yeah, they're all baseball
Ed Harris
movies.
In a baseball movie.
Hold on, I'll play the.
Hold on,
I can do this.
Ed Harris in a baseball movie? He wasn't in a League of.
Oh, Games. Is it Ed?
You don't see him.
Oh,
that's.
What's the monkey movie with Matt LeBlanc?
So that was my last. That was my last one was Matt LeBlanc, just to see he's the main character in the movie.
Future points, right? I get future points.
Hold on, I'm so okay.
Okay, so no.
So Ed Harris was the voice in Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Okay. Do I get future points for Matt LeBlanc?
Yes, just out of
thank you
figuring that out beforehand. That was my last one.
Oh, fucking.
He's Ed. The main character in the movie. Like, that's
Ed.
Would you have gotten that?
Yeah, I remember it's Ed.
With him one with of the monkey. Comical. Yeah.
One of the.
Has like the least amount of baseball in any baseball movie, right?
Maybe.
I think, or something
spent,
like that.
They blew their wad on the chimpanzee.
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew?
Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah, Bob's all
I don't remember him. I once again. I
we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
He had like four lines in the movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
We talked about Adrian Brody. That's where I thought this was.
You guys got to listen to the podcast. He tracks down the ball in center field. It's one of them, some of the first Angels come.
He flies, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have not watched that movie.
James
since I was a child.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
This is another movie we talked about the other day. That's one of the more random ones.
Little Big League?
Not Little Big League.
Do you get one guess?
J.K. Simmons.
Keep going. Fire him out.
Sandlot?
No. I'll do one guess. So I'll do. I said.
He was in the scout as an assistant coach.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Garlin.
Jeff Garlin.
Chef Garland was in, was that Little Big League?
That is Little Big League, yeah. You got that right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the board.
All right.
I got future points, man.
Neil Flynn, there are two correct answers on this question.
Who the fuck's Neil Flynn?
He is the janitor in Scrubs.
The
cop and the fugitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had many a conversation about old Neil Flynn and how he looks like the dude from Firefly.
Oh, no he doesn't.
He looks just like him.
He does not
you
look
disagree
anything.
With me.
He does nothing like
looks
Nathan
nothing
Fillion.
Like
yes,
him.
He does.
No.
To say he looks nothing like him is ridiculous.
No,
okay.
They're both male?
They have the same haircut, and they have very similar facial features. Anyway,
Neil Flynn.
He is in Rookie of the Year.
Correct. Bonus points available.
Okay.
And he is in, what would it be? I'll double down and go. I'll go Little Big League, too.
The clue is he is a fan that is discouraged for majority of the season.
Oh, Major League.
That's right. He's
in Major
League.
League.
He's part of the Indian, like in the bleacher crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The tribe, yeah.
Yeah.
And last one, your boy.
Matt LeBlanc.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, the big hurt. Why is he my boy?
He's in Rookie of the Year.
No, that's a Cubs movie.
Well, I don't know.
It's a whole thing. Frank Thomas.
It's
in...
Nathan's favorite baseball movie.
What? Frank Thomas.
I don't know.
There's a mustache involved. That's my clue.
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Baseball.
I got it up before you.
There's a Frank Thomas is in.
Frank Thomas is in Mr. Baseball. Yes.
I think I watched like the first 45 minutes of Mr. Baseball not too long ago, but then I'm like, nope, I'm done. That's enough.
It's truly.
Right, I'll give you one more bonus question.
Okay, one more bonus question.
And this is later on.
Okay.
But in the movie 42.
Okay.
Who is his best friend? And there is a Fast and the Furious.
It's the
Oracle of Bacon.
Yeah, that family. Kid. That guy. What's his name? He was in Tokyo Drift.
Yes.
And he was in. Was he not Sling Blade?
Tay Diggs.
No. What's?
Yeah, Tay Diggs.
Yeah. No. What movie was
is
he?
Is it? Am I right? I have no idea.
He was a child actor.
He was in some movie about a horse. I remember that.
About a whore or a horse?
Horse.
About a guy.
Stop
about
milk
a,
money.
About a guy about a horse.
What's that guy's name? He's got a stupid southern draw.
He's a really, really terrible actor. I have to look it up.
Wait, is
remember.
It the guy from Friday Night Lights?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Is it?
It is
what?
The quarterback in Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Yeah. He's in a bunch of stuff.
His name's Lucas Black.
Lucas Family. Black. There we go. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah,
do I get half a point?
I remember that.
I had to get Fast and the Furious in this game some way, shape, or form.
As your one to do.
I really do think there's room for a Fast and Furious
baseball movie.
I'm surprised they haven't gone off the rails that far. Like,
I live my life one split finger at a time.
Like, listen, Police Academy can go to Moscow and Miami.
I was going
to
say, is Fast and the Furious not our generation's Police Academy? I mean.
Yeah. It's up there.
I can't think. I mean, you talk about
franchises
movies in the runway that they have.
That have made it this long.
I mean, clearly they've lapped Police Academy movies. I don't know if they ever had the kind of return on investment that Police Academy 1 through 3 had.
Yeah. You know? Well, 1 certainly. I think 1 did really well for its budget.
Yeah, but let's look it up. All right.
I don't think it's $4.5 million to 125.
I don't think it's 1988 figures.
Yeah.
No. I don't think that's a big leap to make.
Right.
You know.
So what was the budget of the Fast and the Furious? Or I'm sorry, is it Fast and Furious?
Family.
It's the Fast.
It's
and the
Fast
Furious.
And the Furious. Because Fast and Furious is a different movie.
That's 4. Yep.
Oh Jesus.
He's got a Michael Winslowian memory for.
What would you say that the budget for the Fast and the Furious was, Bob?
I don't like that tone of Bob.
Family.
I will say. There's a lot of cars. I'll go 19.5 million.
I'm gonna say 32 million.
Yeah.
$38 million.
Okay.
Let's go.
And the return on that, I will say, was $189 million.
I'm gonna go $250 million.
$207.3 million.
Yeah. All right. So I mean,
if you adjust for inflation, I'm sure it's pretty similar.
It's close.
It's close. It's close.
It's close. It's probably is a little bit close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious got twice the budget.
But what was it? Its return?
I mean, it was all Luda. That was
I don't
a lot
think
of that money
Luda was Luda. Asking for that much.
Luda doesn't get out of bed for at least for anything under $3 million.
He's got some points on the back end.
Yeah. That's what that State Farm commercial. Like, we've been trying to get this done for years.
Luda?
Yeah.
Luda's in a State Farm commercial?
Yeah. You can watch it on your own time. I've already explained a TikTok video to you. I'm not going to explain a commercial to you as well.
Don't find it and send it to me, because it would also be a waste of time and goes almost against everything I believe in.
Made $127 million.
Okay, so not as much.
On a $60 million budget.
A $76 million budget.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you what we're not going to go through the whole shebang like we did with Police Academy. I want to see that.
I just think it's crazy that John Singleton directed Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's right. Oh, John Singleton, R.I.P.
Friend of the show,
I guess. From beyond the grave.
We just learned not to tweet at him.
It's like, I'm going to go Boys in the Hood and then Too Fast, Too
Did you ever
furious.
Hear that story about us Family. Tweeting at John Singleton?
No.
So we're like sitting there, Bobby and I, we were at the doghouse, the old dogger, if you will. And we were sitting there, and I was talking about how Christian Bale plays almost the exact same character from American Psycho to Shaft 2000. Like rich asshole who just like is fine with killing people in a menacing way and doesn't really care about.
And this was in succession of, right? Wasn't it like, American Psycho into Shaft?
Like, they were released really close to each other, and I'm like, the shooting schedule had to be pretty close.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to dive deep into
that production question
and, you know, try to figure it out. And I was like, I don't know, who can we even message to? And we ended up tweeting at John Singleton only to find out like he died 4 months prior. Like, now I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's why you got to ask me those questions, because I know.
You know when John Singleton died?
That's why we don't tweet anymore. We out of respect for John Singleton.
Yeah, it's like, I've learned my lesson. This is like giving a child a gun. You know, this is just...
he made four brothers and was like, I got to just, you know...
Family. I mean, it did have Ty Diggs in it.
Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs is not in Four Brothers.
Isn't he?
No.
Who am I thinking?
Tyrese Gibson, who's in like Too Fast and Furious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Family. I'm baby boy.
I'm mixing up Ty Gibson.
Which I assume you saw baby boy because that's what you call your old
Tyrese
son.
Gibson and Tate. I grant you, it's confusing.
Yeah. No, I did not. I did not watch Baby Boy. No.
No, it's really good.
No, I watched Roll Bounce though, but.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
this could be a podcast.
We're ending on Roll Bounce, really?
No, I'm going to cut it way before that.
Oh, damn it. That was a good line. Damn it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We hope you learned something, too, because, you know, that's really the point of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all about learning and personal growth and fun facts about Police Academy.
Yeah. And Fast and Furious. Family.
Yeah. So go ahead and subscribe, like, and make sure that you tell everybody about it, especially that guy in Frankfurt, Germany. Share it with your friends,
okay? We're thinking about you.
Yeah, I love you.
Wiener Schnitzel.